10, Proverbs 10.
9.
Okay, so Dale did 8 last week. Thank you, brother. Okay. You boys know of any prayer requests?
Verse 7, he who chastises evil men
shall receive dishonor to himself. And he who reproves the ungodly man shall be blamed himself. It's kind of like if you try to give advice to a fool, it's just going to bounce right off of them. And they're not willing or not interested. You know, it's like speaking to a wall. It says, do not reprove evil men so that they may not hate you. Reprove a wise man and he will love you. If you're one part of wisdom is that you can listen when somebody tells you something that you're doing wrong. You know, if your parents say, hey, you know, don't do that, that's wrong. Usually it's because your parents love you and they're trying to teach you the right way to go. And a foolish child is going to plug his ears and not listen to his parents. Even though out of love, they're trying to help their child. And a wise person, whenever an older person or whenever somebody that has knowledge tries to teach them something, if they're wise, they'll listen to it and consider it and apply it. If it applies. So if you recruit a wise man, he will love you. Give the opportunity to a wise man, and he will be wiser. Instruct a righteous man, and he shall continue to receive it. Okay? If you just a good thing, if you just follow wisdom and follow righteousness, it just gets better and better and better as far as receiving wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the counsel of saints is understanding. For to know the law is characteristic of a good mind. For in this manner you will live a long time, and the years of your life shall be increased. My son, if you become wise in yourself, you shall also be wise toward your neighbor. But if you prove to be evil, you alone will go through troubles. If you become wise in yourself, you will also be able to help other people. You'll be a help to your neighbor. If you are just walking in darkness or in bushes or whatever, you're really not much help to your neighbor when he needs it. You know, but you can walk in wisdom and be a help to those around you. And so it's not just for you. It's so you can contribute to the community. He who supports himself with wise will shepherd winds. Okay, that's basically, you know, like trying to shepherd the wind. You know, it's pretty pointless. And so someone who's just, his life is just a lie, just supporting himself with lies, it's basically, there's nothing there. It's just fake, and it'll fall apart. For he abandoned the ways of his own vineyard, and strayed from paths of his own farming, and he will pass through a waterless desert. That's where sin gets us. That's where lying gets us. That's where darkness gets us. Even though sin seems so tempting at times, and we think that the certain things that will make us happy, they will lead us to waterless deserts and a land signed to drought, a land with no water, no rain, no life. And he gathers barrenness with his hands. A woman in need of a morsel is without discernment and over bold. She has no sense of shame. She sits upon the doors of her own house, upon a seat openly in the streets, calling to those who pass by and who go straight along their paths. He who is very lacking in discernment, let him turn aside to me, she says. And he who is in need of discernment, I exhort, saying, wait a second, be on. He who is lacking in discernment, let him turn aside to me. This is wisdom, I think, talking again. And he who is in need discernment, I exhort, saying, grasp with pleasure the secret bread and the sweet water of theft. No, that's not wisdom talking. That's this evil woman that is talking about. She's enticing these men that are walking by, and she's trying to call them in to her and to for what she's trying to get. But it's a trap. He says, but he does not know that the inhabitants of the earth perish beside this evil woman. And he happens upon a snare, a trap of Hades. But hurry off and do not continue in that place. Run away from it. Neither set your eye toward her. For so you shall pass through strange water and cross beyond the strange river. And keep away from strange water. And do not drink from a strange fountain, that you may live a long time and add years of life to yourself. So, basically, we can go the way of wisdom or we can go the way of foolishness every single day. Okay? We have choices to make. Wherever we're at, every single person has got choices every day to go one way or the other. And one way is going to lead to life, and one way is going to lead to death and trouble. One thing that Brother Ishmael was talking about last night with some of his students, one of the questions was, is it better to be a poor man who is righteous and does what is right? Or is it better to be a rich man who walks in darkness and does what's wrong? And of course the question is obvious. It's better to be a poor man to do what's right. And so it just doesn't matter if where you're at. To do what is right is something we can do every day. And we can make that choice every day. And that's a real blessing. We're not stuck in darkness. We have a way out and we can do what's right. That's it. So, for next week, for your assignment, I want you to come up with something righteous, something good that a man can do, something good that a person can do, okay? And then the opposite of that. What, like, say, a righteous man would tell the truth, okay? A wicked man, or a man walking in the darkness, would tell a lie. And I want you to say why one is good and one is bad. Okay? Come up with something that a righteous man does, and then say what the wicked man does, and how they're different. Does that make sense? Okay. Alright.
And that's the same for the older boys, too.
This week we're supposed to memorize a favorite verse about wisdom. I like the verse Psalm 111:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and a good understanding is in all who practice it. It means that if we follow the Lord and do good, He'll help us be wise.
God has sweeter teeth. Whoever
Find
wisdom.
Our
fortune. One day. They will be blessed when they find understanding.
Luke 6:36. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful.
Proverbs 3:1. My son, listen to my laws and let your heart keep my words. And that means we should just, when our parents tell us some, it's not just for right. It's not just that we should think about it right then. We should always think about it.
I got James 1:5. But if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously without reproach, and it shall be given to him. And wisdom is just a thing that we can get and be wise.
Proverbs 24, verse 5. It is better to be a wise man of strength or a man of discernment than to be a man with a large estate.
Psalms 111:10. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord, and all who practice it, and a good understanding is in all who practice it. Wisdom is not, well, the beginning of wisdom is fearing the Lord, and we have to learn to fear the Lord. And then to get wisdom takes, you don't just fear the Lord and you're really wise right away. It takes a whole lifetime of fearing the Lord.
I got James 1:5. If any of you lack in wisdom, let him ask of God, and it will be given him without reproach.
I had Proverbs 1:7-8. For the fear of the Lord is beginning of wisdom, and good understanding for all who practice it. Godliness toward God is the beginning of perception, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And that means fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Proverbs 10, verse 1. A wise son makes his father glad, but a son without discernment is a grief to his mother. That I've known that for a long time, and it helps me to think about it, and it helps me to honor my parents and be wise.
Wisdom of Sirach 14:20-21. Blessed is the man who practices wisdom and discourses with insight. Whoever ponders the ways of wisdom in his heart will also reflect on her secrets.
James 1:5. If any of you lacks of wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously without reproach, and he gives it to him.
Romans 12:16. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Be not wise in your own opinion. And I was just thinking about, it's kind of interesting, be of the same mind toward one another. I just thought that's what we need to do. Just, we're all in this together. And I don't know, I like that verse because I often exalt myself above others and don't consider other people. And I don't know, being of the same mind toward one another and esteeming each other equally is, I believe, is a very simple thing and something that we can all easily understand and put into practice.